Assalamu alaikum, I'm Zafar Bangash. There have been massive uprisings of people throughout the Middle East, but these started in tiny Tunisia. Total population, 10 million people. And it started with the act of self-immolation of an unemployed university graduate, Mohamed Bouazizi, in the small Tunisian town of Sidi Bouzid. Bouazizi, who was unemployed and who couldn't find a job in his own field of information technology, was forced to sell vegetables in the market. On December 17th, a female police officer came to him and she said that the vegetables that he was selling on his cart were illegal. She confiscated his cart and then she slapped him in public. Bouazizi was so humiliated that he immediately went to a gas station, bought some gasoline, doused himself with gasoline and set himself on fire. He sustained burns to 80% of his body and he was rushed to hospital where he died on January the 4th, 2011. As a consequence of his act of self-immolation, the tens of thousands of unemployed university graduates, according to one estimate, 275,000 are unemployed, they took out processions against the regime because the regime was corrupt. The presidency of Zainul Abidin bin Ali was a former military general. Him and his family had stolen something like $5 billion out of Tunisia. Some of that money had even made its way into Montreal, where they have bought properties in Montreal. And there was nepotism, there was corruption, and there was oppression. Tens of thousands of people were in prisons. There were tens of thousands of intelligence agents crawling all over the country. And yet the people of Tunisia rose up and they lost their fear and they started to demand that Zainul Abidin bin Ali had to go. Now, while his riot police failed to stamp out the uprisings of the people, on January the 4th, he ordered the military chief, General Rashid Ammar, to mobilize the military and crush the uprising of the people. To his great credit, General Ammar refused to do so. He said that it was not the job of the military to fire upon the Tunisian people. So the people around Bin Ali realized that he is the trigger for all the anger among the people. So if he were to leave, then the rest of them probably may be able to stabilize the situation. So on Friday, January the 14th, Bin Ali fled the country together with his family. And of course, he took his billions of dollars out. He landed in Saudi Arabia. It is reported that later on, he had a stroke and currently he is in a coma. Now, the regime that he left in place is still composed of his former ministers, although the prime minister that he left, Mohamed Ghannouchi, resigned a few days ago. And then on March the 1st, it was also announced that the most organized political party that had been banned for more than 23 years, the Ennahda party, which is the Islamic Renaissance party led by Sheikh Rashid Ghannouchi, the ban was lifted on the party, yet many of its members still remain in prison. So although the people of Tunisia were the leaders in showing to the rest of the Middle East that they can stage an uprising and overthrow their long established dictators, they are still not at the end of their struggle. They are still demonstrating in the streets and they still want to have more meaningful changes. It is yet to be seen whether they will achieve those changes, but for the moment we see that the people of Tunisia are still in the streets demonstrating against the corrupt system that is still in place. We hope that you have understood the situation in Tunisia a little better. That's all from me. I'm Zafar Bangash. Thank you for watching, and you've been watching this on behalf of Crescent International and Muslim TV.